You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate's with me in the studio and on the phone. Once again, Paul Aho, our friend from the Paducah School of Art and Design. Welcome back, Paul.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Dean Aho, we're talking about an activity today, a Christmas activity that benefits Paducah Cooperative Ministry, St. Vincent de Paul Society, the Family Service Society, and the Salvation Army. And it's kind of cool that the Paducah Power System puts on these lights in the park, but the Paducah School of Art and Design is jumping into a community project that will make it even more special.
Yeah, we are, in fact. At the invitation of Paducah Power System, we have the opportunity to present a community-based art project. So what we're looking to do is to reach out to the community at large and secure from anybody who wishes to participate short, family-friendly, quick-time movies, video clips, essentially, for inclusion in a project that we're doing that involves something very, very new and exciting for the region called projection mapping. So we are collaborating with Christmas in the Park and their traditional light festival by adding an artistic element that will essentially be projecting video clips through this new mapping technology onto the structure of the amphitheater in Noble Park. And this will take place during the dates of Christmas in the Park, November the 28th through December the 31st. So what we're doing is we're reaching out, we're making a call for artists essentially, but it's really a call for community participants to provide us with the material to use in this mapping technology, which is very, very cool. This is done through some software called Mad Mapper and uses high-power video projectors to display like a moving montage with software that allows the artist, in this case, Cody Arnall, he's our new sculpture resident and sculpture instructor at Paducah School of Art and Design, to map this, to differentiate where the videos will simultaneously project, so that he basically creates like a template of the structure and then can plug in video clips to change position and come and go and do all these sort of fabulous sort of animated effects.
That just sounds pretty fabulous to me. You know, what is it? What's the big park in Chicago where they have columns at a wading pool with a changing faces on these 2-3-story columns? It's just so, it's so wonderful. And I understand that this particular array will be either good to get a sense of community driving past, or there'll also be an opportunity to sit down and just watch for a while.
Yeah, the public is invited, and again, that's what we want to do, is to involve them. And with the opening of our sculpture building this past August, we think this is a particularly timely and appropriate way for us to get the public involved in art and to get them involved in something that essentially is a big sort of time-based sculptural piece. And they have the opportunity to enjoy this from their cars as they do a drive-through, as is traditional with the Christmas in the Park, or they can park their cars and have a seat in amphitheater and watch this. I don't suspect they would watch it in its entirety, but they would have the opportunity to do so if they wish.
Have you already received some video segments?
We are working with our art and design club on campus, so yes, we have some things. My photography students are providing me some things because we know digital cameras can capture video, motion capture, just as easily as still cameras can these days. So yeah, we're securing things. But what we're doing is I'm hoping that people will email QuickTime Movies to Cody at Cody Arnall, CODY.ARNALL at KCTCS, Kentucky Community Technical College System, .edu. Or they can simply call my number, 270-408-4278, and we can hook them up, whichever is easier. But we'll repeat that email address before we let go here today.
Yeah, and I'm going to expose myself as pretty ignorant. QuickTime movie making is pretty ubiquitous nowadays.
Yeah, it's an easy conversion. this software works with a couple of different types of video clips, but that's really primarily the simplest one. It's a QuickTime movie. It's easy to make that conversion in Photoshop or other editing software for the people that know video. Anything that you take on your iPhone, we can work with.
That was my next question.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's really, really user-friendly. Yeah.
What in your mind's eye, what are you seeing?
Well, people can do a Google search for Mad Mapper and see lots of different examples of this at various locations around the world where people have been doing this. But the technology is really pretty new, and we're very, very excited to be able to access the software and to secure the projector and the weatherproofing system and the things that need to happen. So this is a project that will occur for years to come, and we'll probably do the same thing. We'll probably reach out to the community for a new project each year. And again, part of the import here is to support Paducah Power Systems' work on behalf of these food charities in the local region. So we know that last year they brought in over 50,000 pounds of food, and over the course of the history of this project, they've collected over $500,000 and over 600,000 pounds of food in support of these regional charities. So this is really kind of a win-win. It's a really beautiful collaboration that we're involved in, and we're really grateful for the invitation to be a part of this and to involve the public in a sort of a big community art project.
As you speak about this holiday project, I've been thinking about the flood wall parts that are not adorned with murals, and wondering if that would be a good canvas for a community project too.
Yeah, there you go, Kate. There's a new project for you.
I feel like we're...
Bring out your inner artist, your inner video artist.
No, I'm just thinking of canvases in Paducah.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're, of course, when Cody came here, he's interested in doing all sorts of things in the community. And, you know, we're looking for sort of pop-up exhibition spaces and that sort of thing as he, you know, more finds his feet. He's new with us as well. We just added that position here at the beginning of August. But then again, his email address is cody.arnal@kcpcs.edu. And we're looking for a deadline on the submissions of November the 16th in order to give him time to sequence them, to edit them, to map them, and create, you know, a unique and original work of art.
Can we do the email again? Because I think Arnal has two L's.
Oh, it does. Did I miss one?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Cody.
cody.arnal@kctcs.edu.
Okay. So you're listening, and you know this would be very fun to do, so don't put it off. Do it now and get it to Cody by November 16th to be a part of the community of video. What do you call it? Video map?
It's called projection mapping.
Yeah, but that's kind of stuffy sounding. What are you calling the calling the actual thing at the amphitheater?
We don't have a name for it yet.
Well, you have to have a name.
Yeah, I'm going to let Cody come up with that based on how he puts these things together. We're just gonna, at the moment, let's just think of it as a time-based work of art.
Very, very cool. Thank you for spending time with us today, and thank you for the Paducah Power System for coming up with a new twist on an old favorite that benefits a lot of people. We appreciate your time and effort.
Very good. Thanks for having me on the air.
Paul Aho is Dean of the Paducah School of Art and Design, which is a division of West Kentucky Community and Technical College.
You're listening to Murray State's WKMS, inviting you to join our membership at WKMS.org anytime.